Welcome back to Traffic Grab. This is James Schramko, and you're looking at Phase 3, the website. We're going to be talking about money pages, and especially money pages by key phrase. The website is where the content lives. So let's talk for a second about site content. This is essential, and we'll be using the content we created from the content module. It must be as relevant as possible. Now that we've got the content, we want to put it on the site in a structure that really helps that content get found. How we structure the website is highly important for search engines. We want to place that content in a way that maximizes conversions as well. So we're going to talk about all of these elements in this module. Whenever we get links to our site, we want to make sure that the links have the keywords in it. And we want to point to the correct page on the site. So we may end up having several pages on our website, and bearing in mind that most traffic to a website will not actually come to the home page, it will generally arrive on the targeted page that we're aiming to get traffic to. And in some cases, a website might see about half the traffic to the home page and the other half of the traffic to the deeper pages within the website. So just keep in mind that when we talk about money page, we're talking about the page that is most relevant to the end user. A money page could be defined as a page where we want somebody to take action. It could be to leave an email, or it might be to watch a video and then to click a button. It will often lead to a sale. And when the content is excellent in quality and it's highly relevant, the visitor will buy something when asked. Now, in order to have a website, we have to have a domain name. And I really want to cover this in a compressed version of what I've found out in my last year or so of buying a lot of domain names. I've picked up a few tips and tricks that I'd like to share with you. A big question that I get asked is what sort of domain to buy, because there's an argument whether you should have a new versus a used domain or vice versa. If you're on a budget, a new domain might be the way to go. If you've got a little bit more money, then a used domain makes a lot of sense, because it is possible to buy domains that already receive a lot of traffic. Here's an example of a domain that I recently picked up, and it's getting nearly 1,000 visits a month. And the cool thing is, most of it's coming from Google. I actually get 82.59% of traffic coming from search engines, and 12.42% of that traffic comes directly to the website. Here's another one. It gets 1,481 visits a month, and of that, 21.81% of the traffic is literally just typing in that domain name. Half the traffic's coming from other sites referring me traffic, and 21% of it's coming from search engines. Used domains may cost a little bit more up front. However, it does give you a jump start on traffic, and traffic does cost money. So literally you're putting some of your traffic money into the domain, and now you're building a premium asset that could actually be worth something to sell. Some of the factors that are important are PageRank. This is the Google measure of how much domain value is on that domain for the search engine. Quite often PageRank can be faked. It's actually pretty easy to inflate PageRank by pointing a high PageRank domain to another domain. Sometimes you can charge it up. And you might find after you buy a domain that the PageRank will drop or disappear altogether. You can check it, but quite often it'll still change. It's relatively easy to pick up a PageRank 2, 3, or 4, and in some cases you can pick up a PageRank 5 or 6 where it actually stays that strong because of the history of it. So what sort of history am I talking about? Well, one thing that is a factor is age. It appears that the older the domain is, the more trust there is in that domain. And if Google trusts the domain, then it actually helps you with your search engine rankings. I'm going to show you a specific example of a domain that I purchased where it has got high level of trust from Google. Now, the domain extension is important as well. .com is king. The other favorites are .net and .org. I generally shy away from .biz, .info, or any other weirdo domains. Occasionally I'll get a .me for a vanity URL, or I'll get a .tv if I plan to put lots of video media on a domain. And recently .co is popular. I don't mind those, but I think in the long term, if you have a .com, that's the absolute premium to get. Now, there are ways to check the history of a domain. You can actually look at it and see what used to be there. You can go along to a site called archive.org, and it's also called the Wayback Machine, and you can look up old sites. Now, here's a site that I went and had a look at. which was first showing up in 1998, and this is google.com. In fact, way back then, this is what the site looked like. And then the next screenshot that I found of it looked like this. So you can imagine we could look at all the different versions of Google from then until now using this tool. It's amazing to see how much change there's been in this space in such a short amount of time. When you're looking at a domain name, you can also pull out that SEO Quake bar. We talked about it in research. Now you can see how useful it'll be. We actually can pull up the rank on Alexa, the age of the domain, and a bunch of other stuff. So TrafficGrab.com was around since 2004, and that's actually quite a handy age. And then when we look in the archive, we can see that TrafficGrab used to be for sale, and it was pretty much just a directory site. It wasn't really doing anything, but it's nice to know that it never had pornography or gambling or anything like that on there, because if it did, I probably wouldn't have chosen it. The other thing we can do is have a look at the links coming to the site. So we go into that SEO Quake bar and we tick on the Yahoo backlinks. We can see that it has a couple of hundred links. Now, when I took this screenshot, most of these links will have been created by my very own team using the spaghetti bowl. And we can have a look at the SEMrush details. And I can see that as at the last time they captured data, we were nearly on the first page of Google for targeted traffic. With a little bit of extra effort, I'm sure we'll be able to get onto page one. And the course is actually very relevant for that particular phrase. Now, if we want to get really detailed backlink data, we can use a site called Open Site Explorer, which is from the SEO Moz toolset. It's a really, really great tool, and we're going to revisit this when it comes to conversions. But for now, we can use it to research the backlinks for a site. Now, when I pulled up a report for one of my websites, SEO Partner, I could see that there were actually old press releases from 2005 pointing to my website. And in terms of domain authority, that's giving it great domain authority because those PR websites are very powerful. And that actually helps the trust factor for my site. And the fact that it's on topic, meaning that the content of the press releases relate to what my website's about, is a fantastic benefit. All right, so what sort of things are also of interest? Searches. How many people are actually searching for that key phrase that's in your domain, or how many people are already typing in that particular domain if you happen to have what's called a type-in domain? That can be quite valuable. Is it brandable? Is it a cool-sounding domain name that could actually be turned into a really awesome brand? I've got lots and lots of brandable domains because I think they're actually more valuable than those keyword domains. Because look at words like Google, Yahoo, Amazon. They're not actually keyword-rich domains, but they're highly brandable. A nice, short, sweet-sounding brandable can give you lots and lots of value if you want to sell the website later on. We're always talking about making a profit in our business at some point, so that's why I'm talking about this. Now, we can actually check out what other people paid for domains using comparable sales prices. Remember that it's better to own the race course, not the race horse. So we really want to own our domain so that we can sell it one day and have value. I really discourage you from building your entire business on Facebook, etc. So if you're doing one of those traffic strategies that doesn't involve you having some sort of ownership, you really need to be cautioned right now. And I'd say, look, Twitter or Facebook or YouTube might be great for traffic, but you should be using it to point people to your property. And I'm going to show you in a minute how you can actually take advantage of those sites and put your website on their website.
For more targeted traffic tips, visit www.trafficgrab.com.